The Oregon Health Authority has received reports of a middle-aged Oregonian who recently died with a severe pulmonary illness that appears to be associated with vaping or electronic cigarette use. This individual was consuming a THC preparation purchased at a dispensary. At this point, what we know from there are some 200 cases around the country in 25 states. They've all had infectious causes ruled out. It's not a pneumonia. And they've all reported some type of electronic cigarette use. In some cases, it's a nicotine product, sometimes a THC or CBD oil. We want clinicians to report cases to us, so we've sent out a health alert to clinicians and hospitals and our tribal health partners to let them know that we've had this case and that we're interested in hearing about more. So anyone with a severe respiratory condition, sick enough to be hospitalized, and who has used one of these devices in the last 3 months should be reported to us. We want the public to know that this is a real danger. That young people, pregnant people, people who are not already vaping should not vape. I think for people that are currently, you know, using one of these products, we certainly want you to monitor yourself for symptoms, especially if you're having coughing, respiratory distress, difficulty breathing, chest pain. You really should consult a clinician. It's sort of always been dangerous. You know, nicotine is highly addictive and increases your heart rate and blood pressure. There are still toxins. There's formaldehyde and acetone, which is a known carcinogen. There are several metals that can be found in the aerosol, such as lead, tin, aluminum, cadmium. It's time to kind of take a second look at this sort of vaping or e-cigarette, you know, habit.